All right, cool.
I can't believe you don't hand wash your dishes
No way.
like a real woman should.
I only hand wash if there are like if there's a dish that's like too awkward or big to like fit in the dishwasher, so I'll just do that. But I barely have to do that, so it's
Your
fucking.
existence as a woman should always be 9 months pregnant, barefoot, and doing dishes while chasing your other three kids.
In like a dress,
Yeah.
in like a sundress, but also like have
No.
like all mad matted hair, like I haven't showered in like a week.
No, not a sundress, because that would imply you still have a sexual being about you.
Oh,
Like
so like a house dress.
a ratty old t-shirt and a pair of Luke sweatpants.
Pair of Luke sweatpants. So like my womanly shape is like hidden,
Gone. It's
gone.
just gone.
Yes, because I have no more femininity.
I
And
mean,
like I've done my duty as a wife, and so therefore I don't need anything else like
yeah.
a woman body.
Exactly.
Just a tube shape. I'm
You are
just a
nothing once you
square.
have
I'm
children.
nothing. What? Yes. Well, I see that
So
we
I'm
are recording.
We are. So anyway, hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined, as always, by Sunny Skies.
Yes, it's sunny here and warm, so I'm like pleased.
It's like a really good temperature here. It's like low 70s, which
Nice.
I'm here for.
Yeah,
That
definitely
should
need
just be
that.
the temperature year round.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so this is our mini show. You know why we're here. I talked to the J-Man, that's Jesus, because
That's Jesus.
we don't like to dwell on it often because it just makes us sad, but Stormy and I are in fact dead.
Oh, every time you bring it up, it just gives me World War II flashbacks,
Yeah.
honestly.
It's in our Twitter bio if you don't believe us.
Yeah, it is. I mean, our Twitter bio is like the truth.
And
So.
Jesus himself said we could not get into heaven until we watch every horror movie on Netflix, which sucks because they're constantly adding new ones.
Know.
So
So I'm pretty sure that he's like trolling us and it will never make it.
yeah, it's the Dante's Inferno up in here.
God damn, I know, right? Well.
So talk to him right before I hit record,
All right.
and this week you're gonna be excited.
Again.
We're watching 14 cameras.
14 cameras. Oh boy. I am actually very glad we're watching that because I actually haven't watched it on my own yet.
Okay, I did watch it on my own.
Did you? Okay, I have
Yeah.
not, so don't say anything to me about that
Okay,
at all.
I
Do
won't say
not do
anything
it.
to you. I
Don't do
won't
that
talk to
thing.
you ever again.
Don't do that thing.
14 cameras. When a family of four rent a beautiful house for their summer vacation, the price seems too good to be true. Unbeknownst to them, the lascivious owner has set up a series of spy cams throughout the house, streaming their lives onto the dark net.
Ooh.
This is a relatively new horror film. It is the sequel to 13 cameras, which we already reviewed last
Yes.
year. Around this
Yes.
time, actually, I think.
Yeah. And it was
It was
awesome.
one of the first episodes we reviewed when we got like back to recording.
Yes. Yes. It's because we were going in like order of like alphabet and the numbers started first.
Yeah. Back when we didn't establish a plot to our podcast.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
anyway, now that we've selected our movie, I mean, Jesus has selected our movie.
Jesus is like our movie.
Let's get on to what we said we would talk about this mini-sode, which first I said I would bring up my suspicions about Jeffree Star.
Yes.
All right, so Jeffree Star on his YouTube channel,
Yes.
I guess trigger warning if you have issues with Jeffree Star.
Yeah.
He's kind of a racist D-bag, very problematic,
Oh, really? I
but
didn't know he was racist. I don't really remember much about him. I haven't thought about him for a while.
I don't know if he's still racist, but he's said like racist things in the past.
I see, I see.
But he's just problematic, and I watch him at work because his videos are just entertaining and make the time fly by.
Yes.
Anyway, he has his cosmetic line, Jeffree Star Cosmetics, which always seems to be performing very well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he has supercars and Gucci bags galore. Ooh. My theory is,
yes,
he actually understocks his website. Uh-huh. So it looks like everything sells super fast, but in reality, they only release X amount to start off with to make it look like his cosmetics are in high demand, when really they have more stock ready to go and they just stagger out what they have.
Oh, that rules.
So I don't think his cosmetic line performs as well as he makes it out to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Not saying I don't want some Jeffree Star lipsticks, but I think there's some capitalistic naughtiness going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Because I think Kylie Jenner Cosmetics does the same thing where they low stock online.
Yeah.
And then it looks like it sells out really fast, making the demand for it even higher.
That makes a lot of sense. It does.
And they're not transparent about it. Nintendo does the same thing where they produce a low stock for their consoles. Like, I'm sure everybody remembers when the Nintendo Entertainment System Classic came out and that sold out immediately.
Oh.
That's just a very old Japanese business model.
Yeah.
Where they intentionally do that to drive up sales when they release the next batch.
Ah, I see. That's cool.
But like everybody knows Nintendo does it just because it's a classic Japanese business strategy.
Yeah.
It's still up in the air whether or not Kylie Cosmetics and Jeffree Star Cosmetics do the same thing. Jeffrey, I know you're listening, so if you want to come defend yourself.
At us.
At us. At @horrorshow_pod.
Yes. _.
Oh, this is fucking... I just realized my office door is open. David's not here tonight, so...
Yeah.
My apartment's all lonely and sad.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Right. Well, let's, now that we've had that warm up discussion.
Yeah. Let's get to the meat of it.
Let's get to the real shit.
As we record this, it is Wednesday at 3:36 p.m. The final episode of Game of Thrones has been out for two and a half days.
May 22nd.
Yeah.
2.5 days.
I'm not mad, just disappointed. Just
disappointed, yeah.
I'll start with the good. I feel like all the character conclusions were fitting for their story arcs, except Jon Snow and Daenerys.
Yes.
I mean, I agree.
I'm pretty satisfied with everybody else. Like if I were to write it and you were to write it, I feel like they would have been a little more exciting, like you and I talked about. But
yeah, and I was planning on going into that.
Right. Go ahead.
So I never once thought Jon Snow was going to die unless he and Daenerys die together, because they are the Song of Ice and Fire, with Daenerys representing fire and Jon representing ice. Unless you just want to think that Jon is the Song of Ice and Fire, since he is the son of a Targaryen and a Stark. Whatever, I don't care. Either way, those two are the Song of Ice and Fire.
Yes.
So I never thought Jon was going to die on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So how I would rewrite the last episode, first of all, the final season, I would make at least 10 episodes long.
Yes, please.
And I'm sure D&D could have gotten 10 episodes. They just don't give a fuck anymore.
D&D.
David told me that really confuses him because...
It just confused me a little bit, too.
Yeah.
But I know now.
But it fits, because Game of Thrones this season really felt like a D&D campaign people were just trying to rush through.
So
for the final episode, I would keep the major story points, like Daenerys gets to be queen. I actually want her to sit on the Iron Throne, not just touch it.
Me too. So
I would have her still put Tyrion up on execution. I would make the basement look like it was actually covered completely in rubble, so
Yeah.
Did it just look like Jamie and Cersei were standing in the worst fucking spot?
That's what I'm saying. When we were watching it and it fell on them, I thought the entire ceiling fell, dude.
Yeah, but no, they were just standing under the one part that fell.
Just one weak point. Oh, well, okay.
Right. So I would keep Daenerys' whole speech to Jon Snow, only I wouldn't have him stab her then.
Yeah.
I would just end the scene with their making out, and then comes the 2-week time jump. We're in the throne room. Daenerys is sitting on the throne. Drogon is there.
Yeah.
And Tyrion comes in, and all the seven lords and ladies are there too.
Yeah.
There for his execution.
Yes.
And like, as Drogon's about to breathe fire on him, John finally does something this season. Right. God damn, they sidelined him.
I know. He was like a supporting character.
So he finally does something important, like shoves Tyrion out of the way, and he gets engulfed in flames. And they're like, oh shit, not Jon Snow. Yeah. But wait, he's a Targaryen. He doesn't burn.
Oh.
And then like Grey Worm, because he's Daenerys' bitch, he tries to kill Jon Snow, but then Arya kills Grey Worm, because how the hell does Grey Worm live in all of this?
I know. And so
Daenerys tries to do it herself, but Jon stabs her. She stabs Jon. They both die together. And then Drogon's all sad. And then he melts the Iron Throne in front of the seven lords and ladies. And they're like, well, shit, what do we do now? That is all I would change to make it more of a bang rather than a snooze fest.
That is a fabulous, better way that it should have gone.
Because what was the fucking point of making Jon Snow a Targaryen? I know it's going to be better used in the books.
Yeah, but it's exactly like all the memes you sent me where they literally just forgot everything. And what you said last night to me was right, where you said it sounds like they forgot to rewatch the fucking show.
I know you don't really care for Jon Snow, but God, they did him so dirty this season.
They just made him like extra dumb this season.
Like, he was never meant to be a ruler, so like I'm fine with him not becoming king, but they just totally dropped the ball with the Targaryen plotline. So if you kill Jon and Daenerys together, you're ending the Targaryen house for good, and you're ending the Song of Ice and Fire for good.
Right.
Goddamn. George R. R. Martin, I know you're listening, so...
I know you're listening, so...
Here you go.
Here you go. You're our only hope to make the last books better than the show made the last season, so boom, it's on you now.
I honestly wonder what the fan reaction to the ending is going to do to the end of the books, because the books aren't finished. They're not going to be finished anytime soon.
Right. Exactly.
So I wonder if he is going to make changes.
Yeah. All right. What do you think about this alternate ending?
Okay. Lay it on me.
Okay. So the battles are flipped. The first battle at King's Landing is the first thing that happens in the season.
So Daenerys
already destroys everything still, but the threat of the White Walkers is still present because they're still walking down to the west. And then by the time they're like almost there, since Jon, if he is able to actually fulfill the prophecy of the prince that is promised, that means that
assuming D&D even remembered that promise.
Right, assuming that they even, like did their research, then that means that his sword is the sword that he uses to kill his lover, hesitantly. And when he draws the blade back out of her body, the blade is on fire, and that's the blade that's used to kill Death, which is the White Walkers. Shit. And so then when the White Walkers get to King's Landing, he kills the Night King, and then Arya's like, go Jon! And Arya's like, wow, I can change my face, but I'm gonna kill Jaime so I can look like Jaime, and then I'll kill fucking Cersei because she's the last name on my list and I didn't fulfill my death list because I'm Death, because she just said that in season 3. She said she worships the god of death because she just wants to kill everybody. And then she kills Cersei, Jaime's dead, everybody rejoices. And then like Jon's still like, still want to go north. And then maybe like, I didn't think how far ahead, like who should rule Westeros, but then I'm like, who's even there anymore? I don't know. But that would be like the main action.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to remember the prophecies from the book.
I know. Like,
yeah.
The season should have been 10 episodes, and the D&D yes. should have listened to all the incredible fan theories out there.
Yes.
I love the theory that the Lannisters, Cersei and Jaime, were actually Targaryens because of the whole incest thing.
Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, that's one you should look up. It's really interesting. Making Tyrion the only real Lannister heir. But I don't know. What the fuck were they doing?
Well, so if Tyrion wasn't in trouble for doing bad stuff, then wouldn't he be able to rule if Sansa stayed with him, or even he would be able to rule by himself because he would be the next heir?
That's what I was hoping they would do, where Tyrion becomes King of the Seven Kingdoms and he and Sansa renew their vows and have kind of a political marriage where she's ruling the North independently.
Yeah, and he's in the South.
Yeah. So that way both kingdoms are secure. You don't have to worry about outsiders coming in, even though who's still around anymore?
There's actually nobody left.
So since they have 20 spinoffs planned,
ugh.
The Arya going west is definitely a spinoff, right?
I would hope so.
I don't see it lasting very long just because Game of Thrones is such an ensemble cast. I don't see how you can just have one of the characters go off and not have everyone else with them.
Yeah, and who else is alive to do fun stuff that we would be interested in watching? Jon,
Bronn,
Worth. What's he doing? Would you say Bronn in Highgarden?
Yeah,
what a bore that would be.
That would be more
left for him to kill.
That's more of a sitcom where they're trying to rebuild King's Landing and figuring out where to put all the brothels.
Oh, also, you know how when they're having that small council meeting and everything is clean and rebuilt? How long did that take to clean and rebuild stuff? How long was it until they had that meeting?
Maybe the only room Dany didn't destroy was
that room.
Because she knew she would need it.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? Yeah, she thought ahead. Clever girl. Damn, she did all that shit, though. Because I'm rewatching it now, and she really, got a lot accomplished, and her turn for the worst was way too abrupt.
Yeah, they should have really. I know it was sprinkled throughout all the seasons, but
not that bad. Not that bad.
They should have started it in season 7.
Yeah, yeah, just her downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have been better, even just in season 7, if they didn't want to do it, because. I just watched her, she had the Unsullied kill the Masters, and she burnt that one guy with the dragon, but that's because she wanted to free slaves, and she just went to the next town over and freeing all their slaves, and she said, I'll kill you if you don't free your slaves, and I was like, I get that, because she has a purpose to save more lives,
mm-hmm.
But then, even, in season 4 or 5, maybe she could just start killing people just because, and there'd be no balance of getting more life mm-hmm. back. And then maybe that would be better, but it was just out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
For no reason.
The only instance where I feel like one of her killings was unjust was the witch who, caused,
Khal Drogo.
Yeah, Khal Drogo. But she was their slave and a rape victim and got revenge on her captors.
Yeah.
So if we got more of that from Dany, then I feel like her snap would have been justified. It just felt so abrupt. Or even if season 8 was 10 episodes and we got more of it just this season.
Yes, if it was more of that. But two other things. What if her snap... I feel like if they just wanted it to be super abrupt, then it should have been Jorah that was beheaded, not Missandei.
Exactly.
That was beheaded because Jorah practically has been with her since her adolescence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's that would be the most shocking death that she would witness, especially if they cut off his head in front of her. Then I'd be like, okay, I'd do the same thing, bro. But no, it was just she did free her, but just didn't hit as hard as it should have.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of this other theory that the entire like Game of Thrones thing was supposed to be like a Stark story? And that's why Bran ended up being like on the throne at the end, because they say that in the beginning of the first book, the first chapter is narrated by Bran.
Hmm.
And so like in a roundabout way, it makes it a quote unquote story about the Starks. And it was always about their journey. And I was like, but that's bullshit, because Daenerys had like a better journey.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't conclude well.
And
it felt like it was for nothing. It was for nothing.
Yeah. In terms of story, where Tyrion goes on his rant about how people follow stories.
Yeah.
Jon Snow still has a much better story than Bran does.
I know, I agree. Bran just, like, got dragged around.
Yeah.
And he became... The only reason Bran has stories is because he is now another being.
Mm-hmm.
There's another being, like, inside his body. And Bran... It's, like, not Bran. You know what I mean? So it's, like, mm-hmm. kind of not fair.
Yeah, but what's a better story that would compel the entirety of Seven Kingdoms... A kid who got shoved out the window by the Kingslayer and then just got dragged around and forced into becoming the Three-Eyed Raven versus right. a bastard who joined the Night's Watch, got the wildlings to join society again.
Yes.
Fought the Night King and lived, got stabbed like 30 times and lived.
Got brought back to life because he had some sort of mission to accomplish. Yeah, purpose.
That didn't fucking matter anymore.
You know,
because they forgot about it.
They did.
And then to find out he's actually the rightful heir of the Iron Throne. What? Everybody would be like, wow, what a great story. But no, the writers don't give a shit.
What a great story. Yeah, right. Oh my God. And then Bran's over here like, why is it so important that he's the Three-Eyed Raven? Like, the only thing it builds up to is the fact that he finds out about Jon's lineage. But Sam finds out, too, by himself, by reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells Jon. So, like, Bran didn't even tell Jon. So was that the point of Bran being the Three-Eyed Raven? Because there's no fucking way it was because he was going to sit on the throne as, like, a supernatural magic being.
Yeah.
That could just walk into stuff.
And what was the point of him napping during the Battle of Winterfell?
I know, right?
I thought at the end, when the Ice King was coming, the Night King, whatever the fuck his name is, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
When he's, like, walking up, I thought he was going to bow to Bran and be like, what next, master?
Dude, that would have been fucking wild.
But no, they...
How cool would that shit be? But no.
They don't have the fucking balls to do cool shit anymore.
No, but, like, you know how I keep seeing these other memes that say, like, we thought it would be cool if this happened, because there's an actual instance where they say, like, we thought it'd be cool if Arya killed the Night King, and, like, that's the only that's, like, their only reasoning, because they're just fanboys. Like, we thought it'd be cool if this happened.
Which I'm not completely against. The only reason I'm against Arya killing the Night King, how it happened, was this was supposed to be Jon Snow's arch enemy. So you can have the Night King, like, almost kill Jon Snow, but then Arya does her whole coming from nowhere shit. So instead of him almost killing Bran, which why is he after Bran other than the fact he's the Three-Eyed Raven? I don't know. Yes. He goes after Jon Snow, who Arya, let's be frank, likes better than everyone else.
Yeah.
And so they kind of... It pisses me off because they built up the Night King and he didn't do anything. He was ice cubes.
Yeah, he was ice cubes. He turned into ice cubes. And I'm really upset because, honestly, he was so badass and it was so cool. And I was floored when he killed the dragon and turned it into an ice dragon. And I was like, oh shit, this guy's unstoppable. Unstoppable. And he was like all clever and all he had to do was walk. He was like nothing. You didn't even get to see him like 1v1 fight anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, he killed Theon, but Theon's just like a bitch and he's like broken from being tortured, so he can't like fight anybody properly. But come on. Like, he should have went 1v1 with John, because John, like, we know, is good at sword fighting. And John was supposed to have the sword that would kill him. Mm-hmm. John's sword. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be John's.
And the whole prince that was promised. The Night King should have been the final boss in the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Why did they switch it around, man?
I think Dany should have gotten pregnant, and then she's kind of not absent. She's still in the show, but she's panicking about having this baby because she's supposed to be infertile now. Yeah. And the prophecy of the prince that was promised, is that going to be John, or is that the baby Dany's going to give birth to? So now you have new stakes with the Night King marching onto
King's Landing.
King's Landing. Yes. This is Game of Thrones, where the stakes are supposed to be really high, but ultimately, yeah. Cersei stood at a window the whole time, giving her baby fetal alcohol syndrome.
Right. I totally forgot she was pregnant that whole time.
Jamie's character arc is shoved out the window like Bran. And
yes.
They forgot that Arya can do the whole face-stealing thing.
No, right? And then, like, yeah. It's just, I'm actually, like, the one person that, like, I'm glad for is Sam, because, like, he actually attained his goal of being a maester.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, at least, like, he, like, achieved what he said he wanted to be. He was like, I want to be a maester, and now he is one, so, like, good. I was hoping they wouldn't fucking forget that detail, but they didn't, thank God. And then, like, I kind of wanted to know, like, first of all, I wanted to know, like, where the dragon was, if, like, Bran could just warg into it. And also,
what does Bran want to do with the dragon anyway?
I don't know, man.
They did a bad job at tying up loose ends.
Yeah, they did, and it was...
And I think, I really don't think they went back and, like, reviewed older seasons before going back and writing this season. They should have made it 10 episodes. And I think,
yeah,
Game of Thrones is going to be another one of those perfect examples of how streaming has kind of damaged the way we watch TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
We
can watch it rapid fire.
Yeah, back in the 90s, yeah. No one really paid attention to plot holes like that or retcons, because you couldn't really go back and rewatch old episodes the way we can now, which is what you're doing right now. You started the first season as the eighth season was starting.
Yes, exactly.
So I think
it's
damaged the way we watch these week-to-week shows, but I think it's helped writers actually be better at writing TV shows, because they can't get away with forgetting important plot points like the prince that was promised and Cersei being pregnant and 8 seasons of Jaime Lannister character development and Arya face shifting and Jon Snow actually having a purpose in the series.
Right. Yeah, actually having a purpose instead of just like fucking around and like Jon never leads. Like, as I'm seeing right now, he's just kind of a follower. And, like, we'll see. Like, I don't remember his build-up, but I can't wait to, like, see the build-up. Because he's brought back to life by the Red Woman for a purpose.
Like, season 8 should have been his season where he finally comes into himself as a leader. Yeah. But they just forgot every ounce of character development they gave anyone.
I know, right? It was just so flat. You know?
I don't know.
It was.
Oh, and that goddamn meme that I love so much right now, the one, this shot is beautiful and should be taught in every film studies
class. Yeah, I keep seeing that meme and it's pretty great.
I did think, oh, that's a pretty cool shot, but I didn't think anyone would think it's anything deeper than it looks cool.
It looks cool.
Like, I honestly want... to go to the original poster of that and be like, all right, analyze the scene for me. Give me a deep reading into the scene other than the fact she's the mother of dragons and, oh, look, she has dragon wings behind her.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much it, is like it's just reminding everybody like of her power because she has dragon. But like, why even show that then if it's just going to die?
And they killed Daenerys off so fast. She was in two scenes.
They should just, why don't they unsully, like, pat people down before they go and talk to her?
The Unsullied suck. And what's the point of sending Jon Snow up north if the Unsullied are just going to go back east? No one's there to hold them accountable.
Exactly. No one is there. No one cares. Unless they said, like, we'll be mad at you, Jon, if you, like, don't
Why couldn't Jon Snow, like, just go with Arya to explore Westeros?
Because he's, like, obsessed with the North and being cold.
I mean, I do love Kit Harington in his, like, Night's Watch uniform.
The big, like, fluffy black cloak he wears constantly, even when he's in the West.
I think it looks good.
He never changes his clothes. After a certain point, he, like, doesn't change. I'm just like, isn't he too hot? I don't know. All I know is that it's whatever.
All right. I think that's a good place to end it. We will be watching 14 cameras this week. Yes. And I'm going to go take a nap. Like Bran.
Nice. All right, dude.
Like Bran.
Huh? Like Bran. With your eyes open. All right, dude. I will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.